U.S. forces in the Middle East are on high alert this weekend after intelligence warnings of an imminent terrorist attack on Americans. U.S. Marines have pulled out of joint exercises in Jordan. According to NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore, terrorism is a more immediate threat to America than others in the headlines recently.
However seriously one takes the threat of a rogue missile from the sky, it does not seem as imminent as some of the rogue terrorist activities on Earth. A few days ago, FBI agents investigating the bombing of the American destroyer Cole off Yemen were themselves withdrawn from Yemen in fear of an attempt to bomb them. And the American embassy was closed to the public for several days. Eight persons, most of them followers of Saudi terrorist Osama bin Laden, were under arrest. A videotape turned up in Kuwait, in which bin Laden is seen boasting of the bombing of the Cole, reading a poem about destroying a destroyer that fearsome people fear. Apparently intended as a recruiting aid, the tape shows bodies of dead Muslims in places from Iraq to Chechnya. This merging of targets in a holy war gives Presidents Putin and Bush a common threat, which they discuss at their meeting in Slovenia. Since then, Yevgeny Murov, the head of Putin's bodyguard service, has warned of a possible attempt on the life of President Bush during the summit of the G8 industrial countries in Genoa, Italy, on July 20th. Murov told the Itar Tass news agency that the threats are totally serious. Some of Murov's men have flown to Genoa for discussions with protective services of other countries. According to the Russian news agency, the fear of an assassination attempt is so great that consideration is being given to moving the summit to a military base or a cruise ship. The Italian government says that some meetings may indeed be held on a ship in the port of Genoa. It is not hard to understand why the Russians are talking up the Islamic terrorist threat. Putin would obviously rather engage Bush on a threat that unites them than the missile defense issue, which divides them. Still, the menace of Osama bin Laden looks a lot more real than the menace of a North Korean missile. This is Daniel Shore.